feelings can, in a way, coincide with being alive. But here's the other thing, like, feelings can also affect your mental health. So today we're going to be talking about feelings, obviously, and how we handle them when they stop by. And I say when they stop by because in a deeper recognition, you'll realize that your feelings, or a certain feeling, is not always there. They're visitors. And as I'm speaking, there's that saying, and this too shall pass. And so feelings, they stop by for a minute, and then before you know it, they're gone. And sometimes they don't even tell you that leaving. They just go. So feelings, they come and they go. I hope you can see this. We also want to take a look at where they're coming from, because that's something that's important when we want access, when we want agency over our feelings. We need to know where they're coming from. It's important. I think that's an important part of this journey here in the explorations of feelings. So today we're talking about feelings. Welcome back to Empathic Explorations. I am your coach, Nikki, and thank you for having me in your ears, because you're the one that I come to meet. So that was my intro right there. But here's a question for you. What do we do when these feelings stop? What do we do when these feelings stop by? I was asked a question once by someone, and she asked me, she was like, what do I do? I'm feeling some type of way. What do I do? And after she explained how the feeling came about, she asked me, what should she do, in my opinion? And I sat there with her and I said, I say, do nothing. Do nothing. And she looked at me. She said, do nothing. And I said, that's what I have to offer. Do nothing. And that's a pretty profound answer. And I would say, if you're listening to this podcast, you'd be like, what is she saying? Do nothing. Well, things about feelings is when they come, we try to address them by falling into certain habits or conditionings, especially when the feelings are uncomfortable. Feelings can trigger certain conditionings or certain habits. And in another episode, we did a little dive into conditionings. So when the feelings come about, they can trigger you into certain conditionings and certain habits. But before we even get to that point, we want to really focus on feelings. Of course, this would be negative feelings that we're talking about, feelings that affect our mental health. We really want to take a look at where the feeling is coming from. It does not have to come from an experience outside of you. It come from a thought, you know, the thoughts that are in our heads. So full transparency, I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's funny that I'm talking about feelings today and yesterday. I felt very weary, and feelings can make us feel weary, heavy-hearted, unworthy, useless, stuck, depressed. It can bring about fear because you're feeling a certain way. But I recognized that I was sitting and watching TV and felt very weary. I felt very, almost to the point where I felt drained. And I recognized that that feeling was there. But I know that I got up early and I started doing stuff very early in the morning. I'm talking about 5 a.m. in the morning. And I don't normally get up at 5. So that's super early for me. And so I was like, okay, I'm feeling there's like a tiredness there. But there was something else there that I needed to recognize. I needed to identify what else was there. What else am I feeling in this moment? And after just sitting there, I recognized that in my head, there were some thoughts floating. There were some thoughts floating. And those thoughts, on top of me being tired, just created this feeling of me just being weary and tired and drained. And once I recognized those thoughts, I was able to say, that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. And I sat there. I didn't do anything. I did nothing. I didn't really lean into my feeling because I was already weary and tired from the thoughts going on in my head. So I did nothing. Or what I'm saying when I say I did nothing is really you're watching your thoughts. You're watching them. You're not reacting to your thoughts or your feelings. You are watching them because the thoughts or where the feelings are coming from. It's all connected. Really being able to watch your thoughts so you know where your feelings are coming from. And thoughts and feelings, they come and go. Those feelings are no longer in my space, in my being. But I did nothing. I didn't see myself getting up and doing something to escape what I was feeling. And those are things that we have to watch as well, because normally when we get embedded in negative feelings, we try to escape because they don't feel pleasant. Obviously, they don't feel, or naturally is a better word, they don't feel pleasant. So we try to escape them. But here's where I would say, and I hope this is not too much for you that are listening, here's where I would say not to really lean into the feelings, but do nothing. And I think that's what I was saying at that time to my friend. And I said, just do nothing. I said, feelings, they come and they go. They're just visitors. Today will be tomorrow's past. The days are coming and going. Everything is coming and going. Everything. And so are our experiences. And so are our feelings. So all these feelings that we experience over our lifetime, you know, they can wear us down mentally. But if we know how to facilitate them, I think would be a good word, because we're not trying to not feel. We're not trying to numb ourselves. That's also avoidance. That's another way of escaping your feelings, by being numb or avoiding. We're not supporting avoiding your feelings here. As a matter of fact, I would say sometimes we need to lean into them a little bit more to see what triggered these feelings. Maybe if there are some thoughts. Now, external experiences can make us feel some type of way. And these external sources, we create boundaries, you know, because if the external source is making you feel some type of way, then maybe we'll create some sort of boundaries so that we don't have to experience those feelings regarding that external source, if that makes sense. Stay with me here. So we don't want to find a way to not feel. This is for certain. We don't want to find a way to not feel. And the important thing is to kind of recognize the feelings, the emotions, the habits, all of these, in order for us to have full agency over what we're experiencing, we need to recognize them. So let's clarify. If our feelings are not coming from an intuitive space, this is where it's going to get a little bit mystical now. Let me warn you first. If our feelings are not coming from an intuitive space, from our beingness, you know, when you're doing something, all of a sudden there's this feeling there. It's not coming from your mindset, so to speak. It's not coming from an external source. It's just there. Feeling like something is going to happen, or I'm feeling like something is wrong. Not talking about those feelings. We need to recognize those feelings more. And when our minds are cluttered by concepts and negative thoughts, it doesn't give us clarity to really tap into those intuitive feelings. From this table, if it's resonating, it's yours. Let's be clear about those feelings. You know, one might say, though, that's divine intervention when you get those feelings. That's the source of all source telling us something. But when we're cluttered by negative feelings and thoughts and our emotions, we're lost in the emotions, you can't really hear that or feel that intuitive direction or that space that is within. I hope this is not too much for you to hear today. So, feelings, nothing more than feelings. We should not run away from them, but we should take agency in exploring what we're feeling and why we're feeling. Here's the thing. If I lie to someone or about something, I lie to myself. Here's why. I'm not lying to the person because of them. I'm lying to the person, and I'm going to take my time here, because of me. Something that I am unable to fulfill. Something that I want to avoid. Something that I am trying to hold back. Something that I am trying not to deal with in the moment. When I lie, and I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm just going to speak it. If I lie to someone about something, I'm really lying to myself because I don't want to deal with the feelings surrounding the situation. Or I'm not ready to deal with it, so I lie about it. Lying is almost like you're trying to avoid something. Even if it's a white lie, that terminology, a white lie, you're trying to avoid a situation. And sometimes the reason why we're trying to avoid a situation is because we don't want the feelings that come with that situation. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So, I'm not trying to avoid my feelings, because avoidance is like a coping mechanism. And when we develop these habits of coping with something or someone or coping with a feeling, actually, because we always want to do the work on ourselves first. This is not about anyone else. It's about me. It's about you. And I'm here with you because you're the one I come to meet. So, we're not going to look around and we're not going to blame. The blame game is a waste of time, as far as I can see. Because while we're there blaming, we're just wasting time because we can actually move forward in our lives and seek to find better ways of doing things for ourselves. And that's what it is to facilitate your mental health. It's not so much about dealing with the people around you or the things around you. It's about dealing with yourself, so you know how to deal with the things that are around you that may not be so pleasant. So I want to give you a dose of kindness today. And when we practice kindness, it's a beautiful thing. Kindness, it's like medicine. It promotes good energy, good feelings in our beingness. And that's healthy. Practicing kindness. And kindness, it's not really about, maybe you're thinking, what am I going to do? Give money away? You know, no. You don't have to do that to be kind. You can smile. You can say hello. You can say, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm happy that you're here. That's kindness. And that's what the world needs right now. When you look around, just look outwards. And when you look around, what we're doing is we're fighting against each other right now. And those are not good feelings. We're not exercising our ability to connect with each other. We're not exercising kindness. And so there's a lot of negative feelings floating around. How are you handling your feelings? That's my question. We know that they're visitors. They come and go. Who knows how long they stay? A day, 2 days. But the more you sit with them and you recognize where they're coming from, then they'll leave immediately after. Once you identify who that visitor is, that feeling, I guarantee that they don't stay very much longer, because hear me and hear me well. When those negative feelings come, when you identify where they're coming from, you're not feeding them. Because let's be clear, let's clarify this part here. If I have a visitor here, and I'm not being a good host, they're not going to stay. So when it comes down to our negative feelings, don't be a good host. Identify who that feeling is, what that feeling is, where it's coming from. And I guarantee, if it's a negative feeling and you identify it, it will leave. It will go immediately. So, here we are. I hope these words take up space in your heart and help you to move forward through your day and through life. Because one thing's for certain, two things for sure. Feelings, they come. And they go. I'm your host, Coach Nikki, and thank you for listening.